So what we do is we come in and basically just spray. We have special high-volume sprayers that spray a disinfectant that is approved by the EPA and the World Health Organization and Center for Disease Control. And we spray that product in there, and it sits for a certain amount of time and kills any virus if there's any virus present.
That's Bill Carter, owner of Ambiental Options, an Anchorage-based sanitization company that has been disinfecting buildings in Unalaska since July. Late at night, while most of Unalaska is sleeping, Carter and his colleague, Patricia Roll, don Tyvek hazmat suits, protective eyewear, and respirators, and disinfect portions of city buildings with a sanitizing product known as Shockwave.
Several things in there. I cannot tell you exactly what the active ingredient is. I think it's a combination of several, and they're words that are about 14 syllables long, and I couldn't pronounce them. But they have, the EPA has put together what they call the N list, and the N list is the list that has all the approved products and recommended products.
Carter says he and Roll originally came to the island to sanitize the city's quarantine facility. But now, because that facility hasn't seen much use, Carter and Roll were also asked to clean other city buildings. They visit the airport on Wednesday and Saturday nights and clean the PCR, the Aquatic Center, the library, and City Hall throughout the rest of the week. He says they don't clean the entirety of each building, but focus on the higher traffic areas of each one. When I accompanied Carter and Roll as they sprayed down the airport, I was surprised to see how quickly Carter moved, spraying down chairs, counters, walls, and shuffling rapidly, waving the hose from side to side. Carter says the disinfectant has a unique dwell time, which is the amount of contact time needed for the disinfectant to kill pathogens like the coronavirus. And he says for Shockwave, that dwell time is 30 minutes.
So what we try to do is we try to get this stuff coated enough to where it will stay fluid for 30 minutes. So we don't want it to dry out instantly, but we also don't want puddles of it.
Carter says it usually takes him and Roll a couple of hours to prep and then clean each facility, depending on the size. It's been a trial and error process, he says, as they learned what works best for each building. Carter and Roll are contracted through the city, specifically through the Unalaska Fire Department. Fire Chief Patrick Shipp says he's unsure how long they plan to employ Ambiental Options to clean city facilities, but he says they provide a unique business and that they are the only company currently offering this kind of sanitization on the island. Shipp says he hopes Carter is able to eventually branch out and expand Ambiental's business on the island and contract work through other Unalaska companies. Here's Carter again.
Fairly fluid project because of the fact that nobody really knows what the future holds for the virus. We don't have a definite timeline of when we're going to be done. So I think that the city is taking the wise choice of playing it by ear. And I will say that of the different areas that we worked down the lower 48 and around here in Alaska, the city of Unalaska has done a great job. They've been forward thinking and really gotten out ahead of this.
Carter says he's planning to stick around the island for a while longer, and that he and his team will continue to help the city and possibly other businesses around town. So if you happen to be out late at night and see what looks like Dan Aykroyd and the Ghostbusters crew spraying down specters in the local library or community center, don't be alarmed. It's just Carter and Roll, and they're just doing their job.